Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
This is the Big O Show.
We are ready to rock here. Appreciate you hanging in there with us. If you want to get in on the program, you can chime in here on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, Jordan Walsh says, the Finns lost big time. They won't get Burrow. Was it really worth beating the Bengals and New England Flores? So what are you supposed to do, Jordan? Are you supposed to? You know, this is the part that I don't understand about. Fans come up with some stuff that just you don't get it. Are you supposed to tell the players not to try? Are you supposed to not try to develop Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker? Is that what you're supposed to do? You're not supposed to develop anybody that you have on your team? Hey, Jerome, don't tackle anybody. How do we know if he can tackle down the line if he doesn't play well? How do you ever find out about Devontae Parker if he doesn't go out there and ball finally? I mean, it is what it is. Look, what I've told you guys already forever, all right? There's a ton of quarterbacks like Joe Burrow that are failures. And yet the best quarterbacks in the league, it's Russell Wilson in the third round. It's Pat Mahomes, 10th overall. It's Tom Brady in the sixth round. It's Drew Brees in the second round. I mean, we could just go on and talk about all the players. We were just talking about Dak Prescott, a fourth rounder. The greatest quarterback in the NFL is a sixth rounder in Tom Brady. The guy he unseated, Joe Montana, is a third rounder. I keep telling you, and you, Jordan Walsh, I don't know if you've been listening to me for years. I don't know if you just tuned in right now, your first time, your first week, your first month. But I have a saying on this show that I've said for many, many years. Okay? It's not where you draft, it's who you draft. And you can make the decision of taking Jamar Fletcher or Drew Brees. Now, you want to go all the way to the top and take Joe Burrow, one-year wonder? You might end up with Mark Sanchez, a one-year wonder. You might end up with Mitch Trubisky, number two overall, one-year wonder. You might end up with lazy-ass Jamarcus Russell. You want to end up with Ryan Leaf? I mean, we can go on and just talk about guys that were taken at the top of the draft and were outright busts. It's just lazy thinking. And it's not a sure thing that Joe Burrow's going to have success. It's just not. I get it. I like him too. But you can't tell an entire team of players to not try. And if you don't try, you don't find out who can play and who can't play. And at the end of this season, you found out about several players so you can build for next year. And by the way, Jordan Walsh, if your coach, Brian Flores, wins zero games or one, you're questioning him already in the first year going, this guy sucks. This guy can't win a lot of games. He can't coach. Are you saying that now? Because I know you need a quarterback, but you also need a head coach. And maybe Miami found their head coach, which is pretty good, because last time I checked, let's see. Adam Gase, Cam Cameron, Tony Sperano, Dave Wannstedt, Joe Philbin. Again, you're kind of like that talk show host that I was talking about earlier. You're throwing stuff out, and yet you don't think about it. You think, oh, no, let's just tank, and everything will work out. There are ramifications for all of that. So what am I doing about Dale Tallon now? It's the same thing. I'm not getting results. Now, I know it's 10 years and a whole different ballgame, but I'm telling you, if Brian Flores had a zero or one win season, people would be saying Brian Flores sucks. Not one person right now can say Brian Flores sucks. In fact, everybody's saying, dude, Brian Flores might be one hell of a coach. Because that guy won five games with absolutely nothing. And see, Jordan, that's where you and I differ as fans. I feel I'm way more educated to say, damn, dude, Dolphins may have found themselves a coach. Ooh, let me bring you back full circle here. Because, you know, you asked the Woodley question. You know what's good about having a real coach? When you have a real coach, you might even get to the Super Bowl with Woodstruck. That's a pretty good thing. And Brian Flores kind of reminded me a little bit of, you know, a guy that adjusts with everything and anything that's going on and makes the best of whatever he has. Because that's what he did with the Dolphins this year. And it's so short-sighted to just say, well, yeah, you should have quit. Is it really worth it? You would have ended up with a number one pick. What, if you don't beat Cincinnati? What about the other four wins? Did Cincinnati get to four wins? I don't think so. So if you take away the fifth win and make it four, you're still not picking number one. It's just a really lazy and short-sighted approach on your part, Jordan Walsh, to do that.
Definitely don't want to give up that fifth win, man. That eliminated New England's home field. It took away the week off. Tennessee went to town and took them to school just like we did.
Hey, man, Brian Flores, Jordan Walsh, your coach, went to New England in the last game of the season when New England needed it badly. They needed that game for a bye week, and Miami beat them. I'm really happy with the Dolphins. I can't tell you how happy I am with the Dolphins.
That gave Kansas City that second seed.
That's right. Yep. So, well, Jordan goes, I cheer for the team, not necessarily the season. Again, Jordan, I just told you everything. I educated you, and if you can't see it, I can't help you, man.
We did get a thank you from Andy Reid. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Omar Kelly concurs with me on trying to lose versus Cincinnati. Well, you and Omar Kelly are clueless. How do you like that? You're both dead wrong, and I love O. And I'll tell him straight up, he didn't know what the hell he's talking about. So if that's what you're leaning on, you're both wrong. Okay? You're both dominoes falling. Flo sent Pats back to the dark ages. Yeah, I know, right? Definitely. The votes are in OF, the CBA proposal, 6-5 thoughts. What, it passed? Is that what it said? I haven't looked. Are the players, the players are pretty stupid. So I wouldn't be surprised if they passed the deal and they fell for it, because they usually do. They get smoked. NFLPA committee votes 6-5 against recommending CBA proposal. Nice by them. Yeah. All right. I didn't understand what the hell you typed in there, Josh. Okay. So the NFL owners approved a proposal collective bargaining agreement on Thursday. Attention shifted to the players as they needed to approve any deal before it can go into place. The NFLPA is holding a conference call with player representatives to discuss the deal on Friday, and the union's executive committee has already held a vote about whether or not to recommend accepting the deal. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reports PFT has confirmed that the committee has voted 6-5 against recommending the overall body of to the overall body of players. The committee led negotiations with owners from the union side to put together the proposed CBA. That's just a recommendation, and the 32-player reps are also expected to hold a vote Friday. This will also serve as a recommendation as the NFLPA will submit the proposal to the full membership whether or not player reps vote in favor of the deal. If more than 50% of the membership votes for the proposal, the deal will be approved. So we still don't know what's going to happen right now. They voted against recommending this proposal, which they should, because they should be over the 50s. in the pie, but whatever. Now we'll find out. We still need the players. Remember, when we get to the players, that's where it changes, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of those guys are only around for a year, two, three, four. They don't care about CBAs that are 10 years. They don't care about holding out and all that, because if they hold out and lose a half a season or a season holding out, or there's a lockout, they feel like that's one less year in their two- or three-year career, which, by the way, is a large portion of their career. Because if your talent was only based on being in the league for two or three years and you lose one of those 3 years, that's 33% of your career you lost. That's bad. So it's an early stage right now. These are the more prominent players making these suggestions. Let's wait till we get to the overall body of the team and we get to all the players and all those guys that are short-sighted. And by the way, a lot of them that don't even understand what the hell is in there. They probably don't even read it, which is sad, by the way. Really, really sad. So we've got a long ways to go still till we find out from everybody else. Let's see. NFL DFS playback says, I love Coach, too, because of Week 17 win. Every week before that, I bashed him. He made it up big time and look forward to seeing many more wins flow. Yeah, I mean, that win against New England was amazing. Myron Sanchez, good job for the players. Well, Myron, not yet. Those are the main reps. We got to get to the players, period. The sea of players. Let's see. What else do we have here? What's that? Who's the next? Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be very nice if we can find those. By the way, we are at Hialeah Park. And we'll be out here till 4 o'clock having some fun. We got a lot of things here to talk about on the program. And if you want to get in, it's really simple. You can reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, which is 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Do you have the David Ortiz sound there, Bill? Can you play the David Ortiz sound for me? I'm sure some of you have heard the David Ortiz sound where he's calling out Mike Fiers. Not sure if some of you have or haven't, but I wanted to play the ignorant take by David Ortiz, right? Because in this case, he is not really helping his sport, okay? And there's a part of me that understands kind of what he's talking about, but there was a time and a place for all these kind of things. This wasn't the time, this wasn't the place, and this definitely wasn't the example. Do we have David Ortiz? We're going to pull it up for you here. And then we'll go over his comments, because he came out and bashed Mike Fiers for exposing the entire scam, right? And look, everybody's guilty. I don't care what they tell me about Altuve, whether he, you know, worked the trash cans or not. He benefited from all those trash cans, okay? Benefited from the guys on base, and he never stopped it. Go ahead. Let's hear from David Ortiz. As Ortiz goes out of his way, they ask him about the whole scandal, and then he responds about Mike Fiers letting out the news. Go ahead.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it, and let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? Why don't you, that's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on? People is not stupid. You know? Like, if I heard that, if I'm a fan that come to the stadium, every home game like we have, at some point, I'm going to hear that banging. And I'm talking about as a fan, okay? And they're going to come out, how come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting? You know, like, it was something that it was, from what I have seen, seemed like it was something that it came to the point that it was obvious, too obvious, you know what I'm saying? I heard Correa the other day say to Kenny Rosenthal that Altuve had nothing that had to do with he because he don't like it. And let me tell you, I believe that. But let me tell you what the problem is. Just for being part of the group that was doing it, you are guilty as much as everybody else. I can, Altuve to me might be the best hitter in the game. But look at where he got caught into the mug that he's into now. I don't know how he's going to be able to deal with all the trash coming from fans.
To let me get into this here, because first of all, okay, so he doesn't like the fact that he's a snitch, right? So would Ortiz would have been more happy if he would have snitched right in the middle of it? Because then he would have been mad that he's a bigger snitch. Right? Because he's doing it right in the middle of it. Look, there was no way to go about this the right way. What do you do? Do you not say anything, Jose? And okay, and so we all get away with it, and we cheated the sport, and we cheated people out of their opportunities. We got people fired, people sent down to the minors, people's careers ended. There's lawsuits going on now. You know there's a lawsuit going on now. There's a player that is suing because he lost his career because of this. And that's why, by the way, baseball doesn't want to get into the cheating and all that, because they know it's going to become a bigger problem. Okay? That's why. They don't want the rest of this to come out, baseball. They probably know how much more there is. They probably know who's guilty. But they are not touching this at this point. And they can't go after the players because the NFLPA or the MLBPA protects them. So Mike Fiers was in a no-win situation. But the sport wins even while it's losing because you needed to clean it up. It was going to continue. If you allow somebody to get away with it, they're going to continue. If there's somebody here that can count cards and you don't stop them, they're going to keep counting cards. Now, in every casino, they got all the eyes in the sky, right? They figure it out. They kind of figure out who's the dude that knows or the woman that knows how to count cards. I mean, that's how it is with cheating, right? I mean, to pick on Fiers is ridiculous. And Ortiz's problem with it, he should be bashing everybody. And he kind of is because, you know, he says, hey, Altuve's part of it. He didn't say anything. So he's just as guilty, which I agree with Ortiz on that 1,000%. But what Mike Fiers did, he did the right thing, actually. He did. You know, and maybe it's something that most of us don't do. Most of us, if we ended up cheating with the Astros, we win our title, we stay our mouth shut, and we just continue, and it's our own little secret for the rest of our lives. And we'll laugh about it when we you know, we're together having a drink away from other people. It's probably what most people would do. But Mike Fiers felt pretty bad about it. Oh, and one more thing that I want to remind David Ortiz about this. I think I said Jose. David about this. When Mike Fiers spoke, okay, at that point he didn't know that he was going to get away with it. Okay? At that point, he didn't know what was going to happen with an investigation, the ramifications. I'm sure he did not know the rules. I'm sure he did not go ask the MLBPA, oh, by the way, this and this happened. If I go talk about it, will I get in trouble? They wouldn't know either. Would we get stripped of the title? We don't know because they still could have gotten stripped of the title. They couldn't go after the players, but I'm sure Mike Fiers didn't even know if they could go after him or not at that moment when he talked. I doubt it. It was a guy that wanted to get it off his chest. So Mike Fiers, by ratting out everybody, put himself in the fire. And he put himself at risk at the commissioner. If the commissioner had any balls, would have said, you know what? I'm stripping the Astros of the title. We're vacating that title. Mike Fiers would no longer be a champion. So Mike Fiers would have lost that. Mike Fiers is also a cheater along with everybody else because he knew what was going on and did nothing about it, just like Verlander. He knew what was going on and did nothing about it. Everybody knew what was going on, and they did nothing about it. Any pitcher that tells you, oh, I don't know what was going on, if they were there, they knew. Please. Let's not act stupid now. Okay? So that's the other thing that Jose doesn't think about. That Mike Fiers, by ratting out, he put himself in. It wasn't like he was, he didn't ask. Oh, here's the other thing. Baseball wanted people to come forward with immunity. Mike Fiers showed you balls. No immunity. I'm right here, right now. This is what happened. And I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it, and I was a part of it, but it bothers me. Don't you respect Mike Fiers more than the guy that goes and gets immunity and then rats out everybody else? You tell me. Okay? All right, so that's why I'm telling you that. That's why I'm telling you that you really, when you look at it, it's just, you know, I just don't think that it's that simple when everybody puts it out that way, that you're going, that it's so easy for him. It wasn't. And that's where I think David is wrong. All right, let's start off. No, still? Okay.
I got Jordan Yamamoto.
I know you got Jordan. That's why I'm saying that you went like this, so I can present him is what I'm saying. Okay, Jordan Yamamoto, pitcher for your Miami Marlins, and my Miami Marlins is kind enough to join us now on the program. We're going to have a little fun with Jordan here on the show. Let's see. Do we have Jordan now? Jordan, are you there, my brother? Jordan? Do we have Jordan? Is there a Jordan? Jordan, are you there? Okay. Hold on a second. Let's see. We're gonna do a little switch here and then get him on. Before we do anything else, by the way, let me talk about my implants. Because Moody's Dental, all right, this interview, this program brought to you by Moody's Dental. The most satisfying thing is watching my teeth straighten out before my eyes. Every single week, I'm watching them move. It's really amazing. So I want to tell you about Moody's Dental, 305-821-0231. Implants, Invisalign experts, whether you need to fill a cavity, whether you want to get a crown, whatever it is, folks. And like I told you, state-of-the-art equipment, they make the implant right there. They make the crown right there. You don't leave with any temporaries and then have to come back. No, in the one visit, you take care of everything. That's how they do it at Moody's Dental. They make it easy for the customer. That's what it's all about. Here's the number, 305-821-0231. If you need your teeth fixed, you need to improve them, you need to maintain them, you need to beautify them, please call Moody's Dental, 305-821-0231. Tell them that Big O sent you. They'll take care of you, moodysdental.com, and make sure to take care of the sponsors that take care of us here on the program. So we are trying to get in contact now with Jordan Yamamoto, and we'll have a little fun with Jordan. We'll talk a little Marlins. I'm looking forward to this season, man. I am. I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about I am going to take people at their word. And, you know, they tell me they're going to keep players. And I know we've heard this story before, but I'm going to give you the opportunity. You know, I think everybody deserves that opportunity. And that's why I'm pumped up about it, because if you're going to tell me you're going to keep players around, then I know that I can get excited about guys and they're going to stick around, and you're going to be able to, you know, like I told Mike Hill, that when you have players sticking around for a while, it creates that tradition that you need. Like, we had a generation grow up with Wade, generation grow up with Alonzo and Timmy, generation grow up with Jordan, with Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas. It's really important that you have those kind of players. Are we ready to go? Okay, I think we are. Let's see. Hopefully we are. You tell me. All right.
I think we got him.
All right, Jordan, are you there, my man? Jordan, are you there? Oh, something happened there. You're going to have to call him again.
No, when I called, it goes to the stadium, and I had the secretary. She was looking for him, and he called me again.
Okay. All right, so we'll try to get Jordan Yamamoto on. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back on the other side to start off hour number three right here. Well, it's hour number four, actually, on the program. Hour number two here at Hialeah Park. Back with more.
Plus tax, tech title, it includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not $30,000, $19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not $26,000, $17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not $22,000, $12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.